We are not interested in the possibilities of defeat. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. We are not interested in the possibilities of defeat. So often we are so overwhelmed and so pushed down by the possibilities of defeat, by the possibilities that it will not work, that it will not function, that it will not be all in divine order. And because of that, we do nothing about it. Because of that, we are already a failure. Because of that, the defeat has already taken over. If we are more interested in the possibilities of success, the possibilities of achievement, the possibilities of accomplishing the goals that we have in our heart and our mind and our being, if that is where our attention and our hearts really are, then that will be where our success is. The possibilities will not only be possibilities, they will be actualities. We are not interested in the possibilities of defeat, because to add up all the possibilities of defeat is not going to increase our ability to succeed. We will achieve whatever it is that is foremost in our hearts. We will achieve whatever it is that is foremost in our thinking, in our desire for ourselves, in our concern. Now, if you're concerned about a lost dog, for instance, and you worry about that dog, and you worry that the dog is going to not be found properly, and that the dog is not happy and not being taken care of while he's in transit back to you again, if you're going to worry about that, you're going to empower those aspects. You're going to empower those concepts of the dog not being able to find his way back home again. Now, it doesn't matter. If you lose something, then that's too bad. You don't have it anymore. If you have misplaced something, that's perfectly okay. You may do those sort of things, but if you lose it, you've already given up on it. If you have accepted the possibilities of defeat, you've already given up on any success. You've already given up on any idea that you're going to achieve that which you say you want to achieve. Now, this is a big part of our life. What we say we want and what we really want. What we say we are and what we really are sometimes two different things. Now, our realness, our reality, our possibilities, our that which is a fact, does not have any bearing upon what's going on. Because all is in divine order at all times. Everything that we do is good. Everything we do is beautiful. Our life is fantastic. The world is fantastic. We are born to be successful. We are born to be happy. We're born to be good in every possible way. We're born to be the ideal being. That's what we're born to be. And that's who we are in our inner being. We are that ideal being at all times. We are the ideal being. And that ideal being is the only being that makes any difference to us. That ideal being is the only being that we care about in any way whatsoever. That ideal being. Now, what is your ideal being? What is your ideal, what you call possibility? Is it going to be defeat or is it going to be success? Do you feel that you're going to have a cold and it's going to knock you out for a day or two or a week? Do you feel you're going to have some condition in your body, some condition in your life, some condition in your world, which is going to manipulate you and control you for a period of time? And you say, okay, it takes so long for this healing to take place. It takes so long for me to accomplish this. It takes so long for me to fulfill this. Well, in many companies, they have projects. And the project by one man would take a week, a month, or a year. But the project by two men would take maybe a little less, you know, maybe half the time. And a project by three people or four people or five people or maybe 10 people, when you put the whole team on the project, it is done almost instantaneously. There is no time, there is no space, there is no experience that we must go through to achieve any particular goal. The only experience we must go through to achieve any particular goal is to say, it is done. It is accomplished. It is fulfilled. It is the desire of my heart that is revealed now in my world. Whether it's something we say we lost, or say it's difficult to do, or say the impossibility, or say these silly things, they're only limiting things. And they're not our reality. They're not who we really are. When we say, all is in divine order, when we say, hey, this is fantastic, this is glorious, this is beautiful, hey, I like this, hey, yes, we can do it, yes, we'll put everybody on it and we'll do it. We'll put all of our thoughts on it, all of our dreams on it, all of our knowledge on it, and it is done. Well, it's already done. It's already an accomplished idea in your mind. Now you just want to bring it out into the outer appearance. And the outer appearance may, you think, take certain time to do it. But not really. Not really. Every idea, every dream, every goal, every aspect that anyone has ever had in their mind or heart or being is a reality before it is brought forth to be seen. It is a reality in the mind, the heart, in the being. It is a reality that is merely being aware of it. A great deal is being done in the study of the mind these days, where people find that what they think about is not what happens. And other people find that what they think about does happen. And some people say that we are told that the color is one thing and it's another, and pretty soon we believe that the color is the one thing that we're told it is, and in truth it is another. We are told that we see certain things and we know certain things and we experience certain things, and we didn't. We say, okay, now you're going through this tunnel at the park, and the tunnel makes you feel like you're going through a train that's whirling around in circles, and you get vertigo and you get all these things. And then you say to yourself, no, that's not true. I am not going in that. That is merely a sensation, a visual sensation. It's something that's not real. And you close your eyes, and it's gone. You close your eyes, and you're back in balance again, unless you keep thinking about it. Or you open your eyes, and you focus on one point, and then you are untouched by the vertigo. You are untouched by this illusion that is going on around you, trying to make you feel one thing is true while another thing is reality. We are drawn into the illusions of life. We are drawn into the illusions of the world. We are drawn into illusions that are not so, and yet we live in illusions that are so. Now, what illusion do you want? What idea do you want? What reality do you want in your life? The reality you want in your life, or that you get in your life, is the reality that you give attention to, the reality that you give your thought to, that you give your dreams to, that you give your attitude to. That's all that matters. That's your reality. Now, if this is your reality and this is who you are, then what are you going to do about it? How are you going to handle it? How are you going to work on it? What is your reality? Your reality is whatever you spell it out to be. And when you say all is in divine order, then you don't have to worry about spelling anything out, because it's all right there, exactly where you want it to be. It's all right there in whatever idea is desirable for you, whatever thought is desirable for you in your life. And when you follow whatever is desirable for you in your life, then that is your reality. That is the truth. We're not interested in the possibilities of defeat. We are interested in reality. We're interested in that which is. We're interested in all being in divine order and all being fantastic and joyous and wonderful and beautiful right now. Because that's all that matters to us. There's nothing else in this world save whatever I see it to be. And that's the truth about you and about me. Take it, take it, take it, take it. Let that defeat idea, possibility go, and put success, reality, in place. I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, you're so wonderful. I am so happy you're in my world. I love you.